Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 132. In today's episode, we're going to continue the journey of hazard identification. And this time, we're going to talk about a technique called a hazard hunt. So this has worked out pretty good for me. Not going to say perfect. You know, sometimes it didn't turn out as good as I would like. Because some people are really into it and others just see it as another, I'm only doing this because you asked me, you know. So I really think that the problem many times was me asking the wrong people as opposed to the people just not really finding the hazards. So let's just dive right into it then. So as we continue this journey of hazard identification, we do know that employees are the greatest source of identifying hazards. They work with this stuff all day, every day. And many of them get to a point that they really don't even think of it as a hazard. That's just kind of part of my job. It's what I do every day. I figured out how not to get hurt and how to do things. That's why that these are really good to sit down and do a hazard hunt technique. So it's pretty proactive, unless, of course, you've had an accident and now you decide to do it. But for the most part, it's a proactive way. And basically, the purpose of a hazard hunt is to systematically search for and identify conditions or practices which could lead to injuries. So this is really good for a safety professional just taking over a location. Because when you take over a location, you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. So you know that you can look in the files, you can look at stuff, but it doesn't mean that you really understand exactly how the previous person and part of the culture of the company really went on how do we identify and correct a hazard in the workplace. So obviously, the first thing that we could do in a ideal situation is we design for it. We buy super safe equipment with all the guards and everything else. But sometimes when you just inherit a facility, you know, you don't really know exactly the background of everything. So I found that these are really good. So basically, I've done a great job of just talking. But you just ask folks and say, let's just go out and go find some hazards. You know, some people want you right by their side to kind of give them that reinforcing, like, yes, that really is a hazard, you know, whereas others just kind of go off and do their own thing and they come back with fantastic results. So some people, as I was saying on the intro, are really into it, you know, and do a great job, whereas others are like, all right, I'm doing this because you asked me. Maybe if I point out one or two things. And sometimes I think they've just been kind of beaten down. Maybe they don't think the company is going to take it serious. You know, all those kinds of things that maybe the culture of the company has been playing a part of, and maybe just history and life has kind of taught them that maybe things aren't taken serious. But like all things, you know, you finish up, you risk rank these different hazards, because in the ideal world, I kind of wave a magic wand, I rub Aladdin's lamp, you know, and all these things are fixed and it's great, and we high five each other and we go outside and go have a cookout, you know. But in the real world, we have to risk rank things. We have to figure out what we're going to address. Some things people will come back with and say, I want it fixed this way. And given the technology that we have, it just literally cannot be done. So you have to look at a way that it can be done out there. So, and of all times, follow-up is super critical then. So, because there are going to be things that you literally just choose that you're just not going to address right now because other things are a higher hazard. So sometimes it's really hard to convince somebody and say, not that you didn't do a great job, that's awesome, but we just have things of higher hazard. You got to tackle those first. And then as we're knocking things out by the risk rank, eventually we kind of get a little bit lower. You know, thank you for your time and your effort and your passion in finding this, but we just have other things to address. It can be an uncomfortable talk, but we have uncomfortable talks all the time. So that's one of the things that many safety professionals have really learned, is really that putting something off, it's not like wine. It's not going to make it better. You just need to sit down and just get it over with on these tough talks. So that is it for today's episode. So episode 132, we just talked about a hazard hunt. There's not going to be an ideal way to actually execute a hazard hunt. So I've seen people just literally just take a piece of paper and do it. I've seen where other people have made tremendous spreadsheets and they've captured everything they can and they're risk ranking everything as the day goes on right on the spot. There's a lot of different techniques. Use what works at your facility now, because then it's not some kind of scary animal if you're like introducing something that's brand new. So episode 132, the hazard hunt, is complete. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. And thank you all for liking and subscribing the podcast. The key is, I'm trying to, before I get really old, of course, and just impart any kind of knowledge that I can on the people. My way is not the only way. I'm just talking about things that really work great for me out there, you know. So thank you so much. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.